The first fully pro bono ETF is being introduced today. 100% of the profits from this ETF will go to the Susan G. Komen Organization and their quest to find a cure for breast cancer. The ticker on this new healthcare ETF, pink, appropriately enough for anyone who's familiar with the ribbons and the theme of that organization. We are joined now by the CEO of the Susan G. Komen Organization, Paula Schneider, as well as Paul Kim, who is co-founder and CEO of Simplify ETFs, which is partnering with Komen on this effort. Thank you both for being here. So really interesting concept here. And we have seen more of sort of themed ETFs, but obviously this is a milestone here. Paula, how did this come about?
It actually came about through one of my board members who mentioned that he had a relationship with Paul. And then Paul and I had the opportunity to speak and it evolved and it went along very quickly. And we're so excited to be here. And it's a brand new way of fundraising and a wonderful opportunity to give back to the community.
And Paul, what about from your perspective? You guys are a fairly young ETF company. You have a suite of specialized ETFs. I think you're up to 14 now, if I'm not mistaken. What was appealing to you about doing this kind of effort, especially at your sort of stage in the life cycle of your company?
I don't think there's any one particular stage that is best or worst. I think this ETF is sort of that idiom of doing well by doing good. And in this case, we hope to make an ETF that does well and does good at the same time in terms of performance. And so by returning strong performance and providing a really attractive underlying exposure, we want this ETF to get really big. So every year we could hand over a large donation to a great cause. And from our perspective, it's just personal. I think all of us have different stories. Personally, for me, at a relatively young age, at age of 66, my grandmother passed away with cancer. And I just remember she never told me about it. She was so quick to share her love and sort of all the positives in her life. And she never once told me about cancer. I found that 3 months later when she passed away. And so, you know, those type of stories are heartbreaking. And to the extent that we could do anything to sort of minimize or at least mitigate some of those tragedies, we want to do our part.
Paul, I haven't talked to you since pre-pandemic. What's the state of the organization? What is it right now during the pandemic?
Well, you know, it's been a difficult time during the pandemic for any organization that's trying to raise money, especially when a lot of our funds came from raising money from inviting 10,000 of your friends to join together at one time. But we pivoted. We've gone virtual with many of our race walks. We have a lot of our race walks that are coming back in person this fall. And we're very, very stable, which is great, thank God. And because no one would be here to pick up the pieces if we weren't around. So I'm really inspired by new forms of fundraising. And this opportunity came with Paul and his wonderful team. And we've done a really nice job of collaborating on, you know, how this should look and what it's about. And I think it's a wonderful way to start new thought processes around fundraising.
Yeah, definitely. Paul, tell us about the composition of the ETF. What does this look like? I know it has a healthcare theme. And what have your conversations been like as you've been trying to get the word out to people and get them interested in buying it?
Sure. So it's brand new today. It's an IPO. But if you think of this as more like a actively managed hedge fund, it's run by a longtime hedge fund portfolio manager named Michael Taylor, who's run money, a significant amount of money for two large hedge funds like Millennium and Citadel. So this is essentially a healthcare hedge fund inside of an ETF. And all of us are doing this pro bono to, again, create a very successful investment vehicle to generate as much of an annual donation to Susan G as we can.
Paul, this is just darn good stuff. Hat tip to you both. Do you have other organizations like Susan G. Komen reaching out to you to perhaps do something similar to this?
Not yet, and we're not in a rush. We want to get this check as big as possible, and then I think it's sort of pick your battles. We're a small shop. We're not a large number of people, and I think, you know, we start with the charities and causes that are near and dear. And again, for our company, this is very, very personal for many of us. And we were just so excited to sort of do something different and do something so impactful to our personal careers and lives.
Paula, you know, over the past 18 months, not only have perhaps the people been distracted by coronavirus in terms of donations, but also in terms of research, right? You know, there's been so much focus on developing vaccines and developing treatments for COVID. People with cancer are not going anywhere, unfortunately. Are there developments that you're particularly excited about right now, or are there promising treatments that where you guys are focusing a lot of your attention?
Well, first of all, cancer isn't canceled, right? It doesn't matter whether there's a pandemic or not. The same amount of people are getting cancer. As a matter of fact, I think there's going to be a pretty significant cancer boom because a lot of women did not get their screenings during the course of COVID. So I think that that's going to be a bit of a challenge moving forward. So for you ladies out there, put your big girl panties on and go, because you need to make sure that you are getting screened appropriately, because the other side of that, if you have a finding and you've waited too long, doesn't look good. So I do think that there's opportunities for us in so many different ways to make sure that we are doing the right thing and continuing on in our quest. I don't know that that completely answered your question, but it's the best I can do right now.
I got my screening, I will say, and I will also chime in and encourage others to do the same as they're, you know, supposed to on an annual basis. So then I guess I would end by sort of, Paula, what's your priority right now? What are you focusing on as we come out of this pandemic, you make this partnership, and you're moving into the next phase?
Yeah, we do have in our research portfolio, we have about 254 active grants that are going in research, and most of them are on metastatic cancer or why cancer metastasizes. And so I do think that that's a very important step in finding the cure. There are many positive opportunities going forward as far as the research and the velocity of research. So I'm very hopeful, especially when you have funds that are coming in from alternative sources like our friends at Simplify, that we can use those funds to do the best work that we can. And I realize our names are so similar that you might have said Paul right in the middle of that, but Paul and Paula, that's what I heard.
We're happy. It doesn't matter.
I did say Paula.
And we're gonna both celebrate at the closing bell at the NYSC. And this really has been a team effort, and not just across our two organizations, but organizations like the NYSC and our market makers and all sorts of parts of the financial service market have come together, and many of them are also doing things pro bono to help out. So behind the scenes, there's a lot of people that really, really find this personally important and have made this all possible. So we're just thrilled, and we're going to go celebrate with the closing bell today, post-celebration dinner, and then let's do the hard work of raising a lot of money for cancer.
We will see you at that time. We won't hear from you, but we will indeed be showing the closing bell and both of you ringing it right here on Yahoo Finance Live. Pink is the name of the ETF. Remember it. Paula Schneider, CEO of the Susan G. Komen Organization, and Paul Kim, Simplify CEO and co-founder. Thank you both so much for being here. Really appreciate it.